This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an outstanding day. We are. We have 3.5 hours of show remaining, and we're going to jump into some Cowboys Twitter because several things happened at today's practice. That's newsworthy. General at your service, at ease. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl winner. Lucius Alexander's at Master Control, as always, and Carter Freeman is coordinating your video. Woolchuck and Chiafalo are off today. They are. Chiafalo's hanging out with family in Mexico, and Chiafalo has your Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. He has your baseball responsibilities tonight. Yeah, Chiafalo's got an epic family situation down there where his wife's family has basically bought the entire street of a neighborhood. So he goes down there and it's just like an epic good summer vacation with tons of cousins and family members around, aunts, uncles. Everybody up and down the street is in that family. So sounds pretty fun. And he will return from that. It's a mini vacation on Friday.
On Friday.
Chief will be back on Friday. Okay, Brett Maher is a new Cowboys kicker. You know, he has been brought in to join the competition. The name sounds familiar. You might know him as Other Boy. That's what Jerry Jones called him back in 2019 when he was in competition for the kicking job, which he won, beat out Dan Bailey. He's back at the competition. So it's him and Learum now, and Garibay, he got waived. He got sent home. And, Brian, you think he's going to be put on the practice squad because a bunch of people like him?
Yeah, there was some thought that when you can get your practice squad to 16 players, that it's worth an opportunity. There is plenty of scouts and coaches that like this kid when they made the evaluation. So would not be one bit surprised to see him come back when we get those practice squads tidied up right after the rosters get to 53.
I mean, unlikely another team's going to be beating down his door.
Well, you just never know. It might be a situation, too, where the Cowboys were battling. I couldn't think of any other teams that were in on him, but it might be a thing where, you know, he doesn't want to come back to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It might be a situation where it's like, listen, we really like you. Well, if you really like me, you should have let me kick through the preseason and then make a determination.
Fair.
But they
if you got another opportunity, have at it. I can imagine he's traumatized out there.
I just felt like watching him kick, his confidence got worse every rep.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't.
How could it not?
It just, you know, and there were so many, you know, the fans and then the tweets, everybody was charting kicks. You know, all these things that you kind of, you know, the pressure on it, but you've got to be able to handle the pressure to have that job.
Looks like me trying to play my one round of golf per year. I'm like, why am I even out here? I can't hit the damn ball, you know?
Yeah.
If you know, that was the look on his face, the look on my face. That's my body language.
Yeah.
Can I just drive the cart for you guys?
No, it was tough. I mean,
need a refill and a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the clubhouse. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Put me down for another quadruple bogey, boys.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
Exactly. It was sad because I'd heard so many good things about him. And, you know, the Tech fans, I know they're all weighing in and talking about him and what he did. And I was ready. I mean, I'd heard a lot of great things from the Cowboys about him. So I was excited. And then really the first time I got to see him kick was that weird situation where we're at the Star and they kicked a field goal without an upright that he kicked. Hmm. Just kicked it off into the distance and there weren't even goalposts up there. You know, there were just no goalposts. So I thought, well, that's kind of strange. But, yeah, his confidence was completely shot as this thing wore on.
I got the 702 chiming in over here on the text saying there's hardcore rain in Plano right now.
There you go.
Coming down hardcore.
That's quite a development. I definitely need some.
We all need some, yeah.
My sprinkler system was out for like 2 months, And it's like straw back there in some spots.
Oh, there's no question.
It's a fire hazard, but I feel like, in my backyard.
I'm to the point, though, that I know how hot it is and all that, and I'm not going to waste the water.
Oh, really?
Does that make sense, or is that a stupid idea? Now, well, I'm trying to help it in the front.
I'm just trying to save my foundation at this point. I just don't want that to crack. That's the reason I run my sprinklers.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
But I don't know. I'm a 12-year Texan. I'm not like, you know, OG that I know. I'm just, you know, kind of playing it by ear.
I kind of felt like that if I'm just throwing water on my yard, it's going to die anyway. That's kind of where I'm at with that. Why waste the water?
You know, where the water's getting now since I got it fixed a couple of weeks ago, it's getting pretty green. It is.
Okay.
It recovered. It recovered from straw to pretty dang green about 2 or 3 weeks or so. Something like that. But I'm conflicted. I need that. But our soccer season starts in 2 weeks, Brian. But these ladies got to get in shape.
Yeah.
You know? We're huffing and puffing out there a little bit too much. I'm thinking wind sprints it up.
That grass, stretch them all up that hay.
Yeah.
Oh, it stinks too.
I had them doing sit-ups and push-ups a couple of weeks ago if they lost in the drill. And after about 5 minutes, they're like, I'm itchy, coach. Yeah. I'm like, okay, we're switching to burpees. But you're not getting away with no punishment.
Yeah.
Okay, Liram Hirilahu, he heard the whispers of other boy being at the facility, made all of his field goal attempts during the special team drills today for the second time in 12 practices. Got his attention, didn't it?
Absolutely. They're looking forward to going to Denver and kicking at altitude here for a couple of days. That would be some fun for those guys.
Will Greer?
Yeah.
He went into a medical tent with training staff for about 5 minutes during goal line drills. He then left the field completely. And we're getting an update here probably sometime this hour after practice.
I will reach out to people there that I know that could help us with that. Let's see what's wrong with. But talking to folks last night about that before practice today, they were saying, hey, keep an eye on this thing. There's a legitimate quarterback competition going on right now.
Well, I'd hate to see
maybe
Cooper
not
Rush
anymore.
Go.
Maybe something happened to his arm or side or something like that.
But it could definitely impact the battle, though, because you told us last hour when you filed the report that he's going to need to go win the job.
He's going to have to go win the job.
They're not going to let him just be looking a little bit better in practice and take Cooper Rush's gig.
Right.
So maybe he'll have to miss a couple of preseason games, and that could be fatal. Michael Gelkin, another day, another touchdown for Cowboys wide receiver Simi Fehoko. His size and speed have both shown up in camp. This time he just ran to the middle of the end zone and turned around and jumped up. And the defensive back number 26 had really no chance physically.
Yeah, Kyron Brown was the guy there for that one. But, yeah, that's the thing with Simi Fehoko is he does a great job when you watch him practice, his ability to find space. And he's doing a really nice job of finishing. And that's something that, you know, he had some drops along the way last year, you know, had some opportunities, really didn't take full advantage of it. I think he better understands what's ahead of him right now. Him and Noah Brown both have done a really nice job. And Simi, you know, you watched the film of him at Stanford. He was capable of making big plays.
Yeah. I was convinced Simi Fehoko was one of the worst draft picks of the last decade. They put him right up there with like Taco and Tristan Hill.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, holy cow.
Jacob Rogers, I think, is the worst one it's ever had. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Jacob Rogers.
He was offensive tackle from USC.
When?
Parcells picked him in the second round back in the day. And I remember that fight was Jeff Ireland and Tom Siskowski told Bill, he is everything you hate in an offensive lineman. And Bill still drafted him.
He's a gamer.
Yeah. Bill.
And he sucks.
He's from Oxnard, by the way. Jacob Rogers went to school at USC and from Oxnard. And Parcells, it was so funny because he was terrible. He was just a bad player. But they've had some bad ones.
You love that story, don't you?
I do, because it makes Bill look like he's human.
Idiot. What did he wanted? He wanted Marcus Spears over DeMarcus Ware. And he wanted Jacob Rogers as an offensive lineman.
Sean Merriman was the one that he fought everybody on.
Stick to coaching, Bill.
I'll tell you what, though, Sean Merriman started off so well.
Yeah.
And we were all like going, damn, the old man was right. And then all of a sudden.
Because he was roided out of his mind.
And then all of a sudden things started kind of working well for Ware, and it worked out for everybody.
Was it a struggle early for D-Ware? Did it take him a while to figure it out?
It took him a little time to figure things out. But once he did, it was like, you know. He was going up against Tyron Smith a lot, and then the next year he kind of got the best of Tyron Smith.
Elsewhere on Cowboys Twitter, top tweets going viral. Bobby Belt, this is a pretty light day in terms of team reps at practice, but Kelvin Joseph has his best day of work in goal line work.
There you go.
He broke up several passes, so maybe Kelvin Joseph turning a little bit. Wouldn't D. Ware have been battling Flozell Adams, not Tyron Smith?
Well, no, he was like, Smith was drafted in 11.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had some battles. Those two guys battled.
Okay, first unofficial depth chart has been posted. Okay, and Brian, I don't know if you're going to like what we're seeing at left guard over here. A continuation, as there he is, Connor McGovern, still posted up in the starting position there at left guard. I hope this does not play out into the season, because as bad as McGovern played last year, there's no way, if he's the starter during the regular season, that Tyler Smith is like on track to be a good player. You're just hoping to salvage a first-round pick at that point, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just, you know, the things that were interesting to me is, you know, when you look at how these guys, I mean, everybody's is talking about, you know, you drafted this guy to play on the left side. You drafted this guy to be the tackle. You drafted this guy to maybe be the starting guard. And the fact that they've had these struggles, I mean, to really solidify, put him in a spot and let him play. It's just very surprising to me. Just very, very surprising to me that they were able that they haven't said, well, this is our guy. And I think that goes back to the coaching staff and stuff like that. You know, if the coaches don't like a guy, this just kind of, well, I shouldn't say not like a guy, but if the coaches don't feel great about a guy, they're going to do things to make that guy have to earn that spot. And I guess that's what they're doing right now.
Playing favorites.
Yeah, but to your point, no, I mean, you're talking about Flozell Adams. That was, you're absolutely right. That was early in his career. But some of the great battles, when Tyron Smith was drafted, that was the memories I had.
Tyron as a rookie battling.
Yeah, that's but you're right about Flozell Adams. I mean, Tyron Smith to be, I mean, that you could see the battles and you got him to be a better player. Those were two guys that were great at going at each other.
That was a great story. I remember that because that was the year that D. Ware swung by CA and I's broadcast position right there on the tennis courts. And he was talking about, you know, the youngster Tyron Smith. And I think maybe it was a year later, he was talking about Cole Beasley. He's like, who's the high school kid out here?
Yeah.
Leighton Van Der Esch went through his legs and dunked it in a dunk competition against Micah Parsons today at Cowboys practice. Micah came up short when trying to match it, but they're taking the football and doing like a slam dunk competition there along the crossbar, the field goal. And that was very popular on Cowboys Twitter today. Todd Archer, the Cowboys have a deal with kicker Brett Maher. Clarence Hill, don't be surprised if the Cowboys use Tristan Hill as trade bait for the start of the season. He is having a good camp.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit earlier as well. And I don't know if I want to trade him. Like, he's moving so well now, even though his body's bad. Like, you know, if Saturday goes well enough, Brian, I think Tristan Hill might be coming around and be a guy that you'd want to include in your rotations.
So, like, all those under tackles or those three techniques have been really good in practice. And you just kind of, Osa Odighizuwa, I think, has been good. I think Hill's been good. Anybody that's lined up and played that three has shown something. And, you know, and it's not just, you know, they're doing a great job of playing on the other side of the ball. They're not, you know, they're not getting driven off the ball. They're not getting flattened out. They're not getting turned at the point of attack. I mean, they're getting up the field and they're making it hard for the centers and the guards to reach them or scoop them. And they're staying active and moving down the line and making plays, whether at the line of scrimmage or on the outside. And especially Hill. Hill is one of those guys, you could see the quickness. You could see the agility. The thing you worry about with him is he going to get hurt?
And he used to take a bunch of plays off. Like, he was a bad pro when he came to the NFL.
But he didn't know any better.
Yeah.
He really didn't know any better. And I think now he's learned what he has to do in order to be a part of what this team is going forward.
It's got
to
be resilient, nonstop effort. Like, that's got to be part of his deal. If you don't have the best technique because your arms are short and you can't really pick people apart.
Oh, he's a bad body guy.
You got to be a bulldog.
Yeah, you got to be quick, and you got to be able to win with quickness, and you got to be able to not be washed out of plays. And, you know, that's the thing with when you watched him play at Central Florida. I mean, he was the type of guy that would get up the field. But the question was really, how much did he really, really love football?
Yeah.
And that's why they sent Rod Marinelli down there to kind of figure that out.
Okay, Michael Gelkin here, Cowboys Twitter, with a quote from Mike McCarthy on Will Grier. If you want a little bit more context there, I think Will's made a step, clearly. His offseason with team after being signed last September first time, you can feel the command. He's playing quicker. He offers playmaking with his arm and his athletic ability. Sounds like Big Mike is a fan. Michael Gelkin, Cowboys will travel to Denver Wednesday for Thursday's joint practice with the Broncos. Mike McCarthy, we're not going up there for 3 days to have fights. We're going up there for high quality work. We want the speed. We want the competitiveness. And this was just a couple of hours before the Cowboys had their first fight on the field today. There's video on Cowboys Twitter. You can find it. And Mike is highly annoyed. And at one point, he thinks he has it put down, and the guys keep fighting. And he looks over at assistants like, what the hell? What do I got to do? And he starts walking himself to get in between the guys that were still skirmishing. Now, they ended up breaking it up. Big Mike didn't have to get in there. But that shows you how serious. Like, I think the NFL has put a mandate down. Like, you need to constantly be talking and discouraging fights from happening. There's the injury concern, obviously, but I think there's like a perception and image thing that the NFL is after here as well. They seem to be policing it quite heavily.
Well, Mike was asked about it today, and we carry his press conference live every day. And he the thing he was worried about the mainly was the injuries. You know, how foolish you look when you take a swing at another player and he's got a helmet on and then you break a hand. Because he's like, listen, your hands are the most important part of, you know, what you do here. And so, you know, with broken bones and those, and that means you miss time. So,
or trying to build a darn team. Did you say yesterday during the Giants camp, there was a sucker punch?
Yeah, there was
sucker punch. Sucker punch is different than me and you just going at it. Yeah. Like, me and you going at it during practice, that'll resolve itself within days. You know what I mean? But a sucker punch, you were trying to take me out the game.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you crazy in the locker room until that is resolved.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Bad. It is bad. I think, you know, fights have always been part of the camp, though. And you guys make great points. I'm just noticing the tone, the energy has changed so much from the coaches. You know, where was this energy 5-10 years or so ago? You know, there wasn't a big injury. We haven't had a big injury this year to make them aware of it. I think for some reason the NFL believes they don't want fights being highlights on NFL Network and SportsCenter. I think that's what they want. We don't want the story of training camp to be the fights. It's got to be the football. Yeah. I still remember how Stephen Jones reacted when Chris Richard got in that little pregame fight. And I asked him about, like, hey, pretty cool. Your coach showing some fight.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, we definitely in the NFL, we don't want any of that. And I'm like, I think they're too sensitive about it. We celebrate fights in baseball. We celebrate fights in hockey. It's fun. You know, these guys hate each other so much they fought. I think it's... You know, it adds to the entertainment value, Brian.
Yeah, update on Will Grier. It's a groin injury.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll take out the athleticism.
There you go.
All righty. Thank you so much for that update. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. When we come back, it's time for the 320 segment, Rangers Player Showtime. Cole Reagans is going to join us coming off of his successful debut. We have six crucial decisions. Cowboys are going to face before the regular season starts as well. That's coming up next in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time for the Rangers Player Show here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Rangers. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. It's Frankel & Frankel. at truckwreck.com. Yes, joining us now is a man scheduled to be the Texas Rangers starting pitcher tomorrow in Houston. First round pick by the Rangers in 2016. He made his debut last week, allowed zero earned runs against the White Sox in five innings. Cole Reagan's with us on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Congrats on the success you've had here. Was it like you expected last week when you finally got up there in the show?
Oh, man. It was indescribable. It was awesome. It was awesome.
How long did it take for you to know you were going to be back? Like, when did your confidence come back after two Tommy Johns in a row? What was it like trying to get that confidence back?
So last year, started in high A Hickory. Threw well there. And about halfway through the season, I got sent to Frisco. Kind of struggled a little bit, so it was like, all right, like, body feels good and everything, but still got work to do. And this year, started in Double A, and everything started kind of, little things started coming together, and got promoted to Round Rock. And I just kept telling myself, don't change a thing. Like, my stuff, the stuff I have and what I've been doing got me here. So just stick with it and, go from there. And, then they told me I'm coming up, and it was, man, it's crazy.
What was that like? Where were you?
We were in Sugar Land, actually. I just drove to Sugar Land Tuesday morning to start a series for the week in Sugar Land. And after the game, they told me I was going up, so my wife and I drove up to Arlington.
Cool.
A dream come true, that's for sure.
Well, sorry about that. By the way, you have the best birthday known to man, that December 12th day. I do share that one with you. I was only born 34 years ahead of you, though, so if that does anything for you at all. But it's a great day for you. And let me ask you this, though. Is this your first road trip with a major league club? I'm taking a chance on this, right? You didn't know other opportunities, yeah. Right? Okay, it's a short trip to Houston, though. How early did you arrive for the plane and all that? Were you nervous about, oh, man, I can't miss this first, my first trip and all that? I know when I was in the NFL, I was kind of like, okay, I was there super, super early. Did you feel the same thing getting ready for this trip?
So I talked to, like, Brett Martin, Brock Burke, all of them, and I was like, all right, well, I'm just gonna follow them. So I know if I have a group of guys, they'll be on time, so I'll be with them, and there'll be a group of us that'll show up at the same time, so I just try to, see what all the guys that have been here for a little bit are doing and just try to pay attention.
Okay, and I know in the NFL, when a rookie has to make a trip, they have to bring food for everybody on the plane, like wings. Is there a responsibility for a first guy traveling with the team? Did you have to stop and grab stuff for the guys to kind of get on the plane, or how did that work?
Just get, like some drinks and stuff like that to bring on the plane, but that's really about it.
It's Cole Reagan's here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Cole, right at the time you were drafted, this was a real fun rivalry with the Rangers and Astros, and since then, Houston's got the upper hand a little bit. I'm sure you've noticed. How long until you guys can sort of turn it back over your way?
I think we're definitely going in the right direction, that's for sure. Some of the guys, I've started in Double A, so I played with, Leiter and those kind of guys, and then Triple A, I played with, like, Cole Wynn and those guys. So, those guys are studs. They're unbelievable.
I mean, there's a ton of quality pitching now down there in the system, and these guys. Yeah. What's that like? Is it competitive? Are you guys all bros, or are you feeling like you're fighting for a spot? How's that whole thing go?
No, we're all – so I think we're all really good friends, like me and Cole, Owen, Jack, all of us are good friends, and it's competitive. We're all really good friends, so it's more of like, push each other to be better each day and that kind of stuff.
When you made that start the other day against the White Sox, when you stood on the mound and you're about to throw that first pitch, What was your heart rate like at that? Did you calm yourself down, or did you want to throw up? I mean, where were you right then and there when you were getting ready to let that first one go?
I got to the field. It's my start day, but I got to the field really early so I could go out on the mound and kind of, you know, stand there before anyone got here and just, you know, see what it looks like, see what the view's like from the mound, you know, the backdrop, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just walk around, kind of just calm myself down. So when I got out there, I felt like I could calm myself down a little bit because I had seen it before,
right,
earlier in the day. So it was like, all right, like, you know, just do what you've been doing, you know, try to fill it up, you know, get ahead, obviously, you know, a few walks, but, I mean, I just tried to, you know, execute my pitches. I know if I execute my pitches, I'll be in a good place.
Is there any souvenirs you took with you after that one? Is there anything? Did you grab a lineup card or anything like that along the way to just kind of remember what you just did?
Yeah, so I have my first strikeout ball. I have the lineup card, and I have the first ball I threw of the game.
There you go.
It's Cole Reagans here with you on 105 Through the Fan. You think you got enough stuff? Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully there's going to be plenty of other, you know, things to add to the collection. It's exciting to have you up here, you know, after all the excitement of when you were drafted and how much this team, you know, has needed pitching over the years. But I kind of got a hypothetical question for you. I was wondering if you'd thought about this. If you could go your whole career and you always only give up one run or less when you start, but your team never wins, or you could pitch with an ERA in the fives, but your team wins a decent amount with you, but you can only be like a fourth or fifth starter. Which one of those would be a better career?
Wins. I mean, you got to go wins. I mean, the more you win, the farther you're going to get. So, I mean, obviously the end goal always is to win a World Series. So the more wins you get, the closer you get to there.
Stacking dubs. I don't know. Maybe I'm selfish. I'm thinking I got an ERA under two over here, and I'm hitting the free agent market. And, you know, we got to get some run support for me, you know, Cole?
Yeah, no, but I mean, hey, you got to – the wins are – I mean, that's what it's about up here. You got to win.
Indeed. Hey, you have a really good broadcasting voice. I'm sure people have told you that. Have you ever thought about doing podcasting or something?
No, not really. I haven't.
If you were going to do a podcast and it couldn't be about baseball, what would the subject be?
It'd probably be something like outdoors, like hunting or fishing, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
What kind of fishing do you like to do?
My dad lives on a river, so we do a lot of like brim and catfish and that kind of bass, that kind of stuff, like largemouth bass.
Okay. So when you said river, I was thinking fly. Do you fly fish at all?
No. I've never been fly fishing. I've always wanted to try, but I've never been fly fishing.
I would think as a pitcher, you would probably be pretty good at fly fishing. The way the arm action and stuff like that, and the shoulder, what you have to do with that.
Yeah, no, I mean it. I feel like it's one of those things where you kind of got to get the hang of it. Like, it looks kind of hard to get that.
It is hard. Don't let anybody fool you. It's hard. I was thinking you're a damn good athlete. You probably can do it. But me, stuff is getting tangled up behind me and all that. I'm with you about give me the spinner, you know, or something like that, open face, you know, that where I can fish. That's what I like to do. I'm with you on the bass fishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cole Reagans here on the Fan. So as a man from Florida, what do you think of the concept of Florida man? Do you have a little crazy in you?
Oh man, I always see stuff pop up on like I don't have Twitter, but some people, you know, show it to me, or you just kind of hear about it, and it's always Florida man. It'll be something just outrageous, and you're like, oh my god, like that's insane. Who would think to do that?
Well, is Florida man anywhere near where you're from? Your hometown? Do you like, oh geez, I know Florida man. He's pretty close to where we live here.
No, I think it's more south, like central to south Florida.
Gotcha.
Because I'm North Florida, so I haven't seen anything from close to where I'm from.
Well, Cole, welcome to Texas. It was nice getting to know you a little bit. Give him hell down there. We'll be pulling for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right on, man. There he goes. Cole Reagan's with you here on 105 through the Fan. Another fun one, Brian.
I love these players. They're absolutely, and the young ones are so much fun as well. For appearing today on our show, Cole Reagan's will be receiving a $100 gift certificate from Pluckers. There's seven of those in the DFW location. So, thanks for Cole for being on with us today.
And that Texas Rangers player show is brought to you by the Texas Can Academy, right off the car, not the kid. Okay, speaking of states and crazy things that can happen in them, it's time for the CTN Crazy Texas News. Local van owner goes viral for all the right reasons. That's next here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for the CTN, the Crazy Texas News. Insane storylines from across our great state. Craziest thing right now is the rain actually arrived at 877-881-1053. How is it going in your part of North Texas? 903, it's raining there. I'm in Corsicana, and I don't see nothing. LOL. Yeah, that was us about an hour ago when we started hearing that it was raining up north. And I don't know, about 30 minutes or so, it swept through Dallas. And now 318 says we got a hailstorm downtown. Yeah, we're just north of downtown Dallas. And
well,
I have
well,
seen.
Well, I mean, we are, but we can't see it.
Yeah,
it's I believe downtown Dallas is right over there, but I'm not for sure.
It's interesting because we're on the flight line for Love Field, and I believe I saw Southwest Airlines fly by. Instead of going down, they went back up because a big bolt of lightning just hit on the other side. So they might have a ground stop and sending some of these planes around. It looked like this plane, instead of coming down into the city, it's going up.
Lightning
so
really
might be, they might be diverting traffic back around.
Lightning has really been in this bag like lately.
Yeah.
You see those, was it three people that died in D.C.? God rest their
soul. I did not see that.
Got struck by lightning, three people at the same time.
Same bolt?
Four things, yes.
Three people?
Yes.
Wow.
Lightning is really showing out right now, so be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely get off the golf course if you're out there. 575 still dry in Fort Worth. 617 in Burleson, and my lawn wishes it would rain. Yes, sir. 214, we got a grass fire in Dallas. Well, if we do, this rain's just in time. Ryan and Rowlett, it's raining on my soccer fields in Caddo Mills. Thank goodness. Yeah. In Mansfield, and still see the sun and minimal clouds. Yeah, I guess this is kind of a smaller storm because looking west now, it appears to be clearing up quite a bit. And you look to the east out towards Mesquite, you can't see the fairgrounds at all. So I don't know, but the weather forecast says we might still have a chance at more rain. So
yeah, that's what they're saying. Like it was an 80% chance at 4 o'clock, and then it was going from like 80 to 50 to 30 the next 3 hours. So we'll see how that all plays out.
I wouldn't mind a little bit more, you know, to be honest with you.
While we're at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want a long, crazy line when I go get my chicken wings tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like driving in it either, especially after it's been dry for so long.
And they can't drive out here. I got to say that respectfully. You people can't drive.
No.
You can't.
No. Okay, a North Texan has gone viral across the world for his beatdown of a would-be catalytic converter thief. You see this guy?
I did.
Clay Hainer. He lives in the Design District. First time I saw it, I didn't know it was a Dallas guy. But his converter had been stolen twice in the last year. So he set up cameras, and he got an alert about 10 p.m. over the weekend. That seems early to be prowling, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Most people are still up at 10 p.m. So he goes into action, and he picked up a metal, like, light stand that was in his house. Maybe it had, like, a heavy base to it or something like that. And so he goes out to his van, and he starts beating the hell out of this guy who was underneath his van, like, taking good cuts. So the guy had to flee. He left his tools and his bicycle. It was quite a costly prowling for the would-be thief. Do you think you would go out and bludgeon a guy like that, Brian?
Probably.
You got the alert.
Yeah.
You see the guy. He's snooping around. Yeah. He drops down. He's going under the van. No. You'd be overcome with anger. You'd go bludgeon him.
Yeah.
No.
I think I would.
No, I feel like if you're bold enough to get up under my truck, you probably got something on you. Piece or something like that.
That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to prevent you from pulling that piece on me.
Yeah, I got a really, really like bright flashlight that can hit you with at the house. Hey, get out of there!
Oh, in the eyes?
Like that. Yeah, it's real, real bright. But, you know, other than that, if you say something back, then I'm pulling my fang out and everybody getting shot.
I am all
the fish, everybody.
I'm all for that guy, that convenience store, the old man, the 80-year-old guy that had the shotgun.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
He had a heart attack, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, too much excitement going on in that moment.
Oh,
is he okay?
No.
I don't know.
Well, I think the thing is, Brian, if you have a firearm or a weapon, yes, I could see myself approaching the individual like that, because if he comes after me, he's dead. But this guy in his bag had knives. Like, you go out there with just a light stand and you start beating him.
What if he's under PCP? He's under my van?
He is, yeah.
Okay, so half his body's exposed, right?
He's crawling under there pretty good. He's trying to hide.
I'm breaking ribs.
Yeah.
I'm breaking ribs, and I'm getting to the point where I'm making it where he can't get out, or he can't breathe.
Fight you well.
Yeah, he can't.
If his
breathe.
Legs are hanging out, just get some switches and get tearing them legs up. That's what my mom used to do. I said, clean this room.
Yeah, that get me on the run. These Cadillac converters must be selling for pretty good money, though.
Yeah, they are. Well, they can't find parts. That's the problem. Is you go to these, you go and you try and get your automobile fixed, and they don't have the parts.
Yeah. And there was a ring for it. Got busted in Houston, like $1.2 million worth of these things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Yeah, you create your little eBay shop.
How about it?
just go shopping for your inventory, like after 1 a.m. or something, for crying out loud, Crooks. 10 p.m.? And what are you doing stealing from a guy?
On a weekend. That's so bold.
Yeah. Okay, as Kevin Hart said, I'd blow the bleep out of my whistle. Yeah, I don't know what I think I would call the authorities. I would. I don't want to go down there and have this guy pop out of my van like a freaking ninja. You know, you just your luck. He won the prison gold glove boxing competition. He just got out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what the hell's going on here? I had a metal stand, and this guy has me defeated, and now I'm laying unconscious as he steals my catalytic converter.
You could do some damage with that metal stand.
You could.
Just start hitting him in the stomach and ribs area. That's what I would do.
It looked like one of the shots hit his hand pretty good, too.
There you go.
They used to get you right there. Move your hand. Bow.
Yeah. I think some people are just so overcome by anger. It's not really a choice, though. They just see red. And they're that angered by somebody stealing their stuff. Two men sentenced to a combined 25 years in prison. This is tough right here. They were selling a sex slave. Yeah, that's what happened there.
Oh, you're talking about the baby joint?
No, not a baby.
Child?
No, not a baby.
Okay.
A teenager.
That's another story then. Jesus.
The sentence seems light when they get a combined 25 years. This should be like a combined 25 life sentences. If you're going to steal somebody and make them an S slave,
they'll die in prison.
The word will get out.
Yeah,
is a death sentence.
Yeah, this is a death sentence for these guys.
So one guy, 37-year-old Alfonso Orozco Juarez, posted on Facebook that he'd won a slave in a card game, and he was selling her for $5,000.
Yeah.
Robert Hubert.
It had to be an intense-ass card game. High stakes right there, bro.
Robert Hubert, 68, bought her. And held her at the foot of his bed with a metal collar on her neck for a while. For some reason, he allowed her to call her parents. They said they would give $5,000 to get her back. And that's when an escape or a bust happened. I don't know. There wasn't a lot of detail in the story when it came to that. I thought they didn't do a good job giving us details there. But 25 combined years. For the 68-year-old gentleman, that's life. I hope the fellow inmates get the 37-year-old.
Yeah, they'll figure out any crimes against kids and stuff like that. They usually that's justice within the system.
Yeah, he said he pistol whipped the lady and she would do whatever he wanted now without any fighting.
Now there you go.
Epic teacher shortage happening in North Texas right now. You know how much we love the teachers here in the G-Bag Nation. And
don't put that on us, dog. I mean, we love the teachers.
Yeah, we love them. Yeah.
We love the teachers.
You don't want love and positivity?
We in a pimp cup love the teachers.
That's right. It is one giant pimp cup.
I don't know what's going on the last floor.
Yeah, apparently the
date one. That's the problem. Yeah.
Oh, is she a teacher, Tamara?
No, Tamara. She was a teacher. She's now got another gig, but. Yeah, she's listened to the show enough to know.
She cursed you a few times.
It's like what's Gavin got against teachers?
She's actually my second favorite teacher in the world. She is. She's great, Tamara. No, but they need a raise apparently.
They do. They too.
Fans said apparently, bro.
They do. They need a raise.
Yeah, CBS 11 reached out to some local school districts to find out about this teacher shortage as the kids are getting back to school. Out of the 10 largest districts in North Texas, 4 responded. They were asking, how many openings do you have? Frisco had the fewest. They're looking for 80 teachers. Mm-hmm. Louisville ISD is looking for 84 teachers. Richardson, 140 teachers. Mm. And Dallas ISD has 240 openings.
You can tell what districts are paid the best by that.
Yeah.
That's what you could tell right there.
So to better attract teachers, Richardson, that's looking for 140, has increased its starting salary to $57,000. Not bad. It's offering a hiring bonus as well and has plans to open a health clinic and daycare center for employees.
There
bonus.
You go. Okay. There you go. That's better.
You're getting free daycare. That's like $800 a month. You know, some places even more. I don't even know what it is right now. It also gave existing teachers a raise and a retention bonus, but the competition across North Texas is tough. The employee pool is a little bit shallower than it used to be. People are noticing the challenges of being a teacher.
It's tough.
It is a rewarding job, but it's not easy.
No. Should be 100K.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
They're so influential on your life. Teachers, I remember so many different teachers and what they've told me and just the experiences. Should be 100K like doctors.
Absolutely. I saw in the last 20 years, house prices have quadrupled and salaries are only up 20%. You know, you know, if 60 grand is a pretty good salary, because growing up, I was thinking like maybe our teachers were making like 35 grand or something. Okay, so maybe theirs is close to doubled, but the cost of everything, like a lot of these teachers can't even afford to live in the school districts that they're teaching in.
No.
You know, and that ain't right. Okay, when we come back, G-Bag Nation, we got 2 hours down, 2.5 to go, the 4 o'clocker. It's time for a Cowboys training camp. Ask us anything. Get your questions in on the text, 877-881-1053. We're going to read the best questions and then answer them live on air with you next here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.